and dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Put an end to the gangs and the drugs and the streets. And the fact that the bad guys most always go free, that is wrong. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and take all our money and send it abroad.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Hour two of the National Intel Report on this 11th day of January, 2005. And my guest today, and has been with us for an hour now, hour two, Jerry Gudetti from ARC Institute, a woman with a mission, had the background, saw what was going on, came up with a solution. The solution being, well, that's right, non-hybrid, 100% non-hybrid vegetables, fruits, herbs, and grains. You can't get any better than that, folks. The genetically modified stuff that they're giving us, the Terminators and the Verminators, and, well, folks, they're just kind of taking over everything. There's one thing that we all need, three things, actually, that we all need to sustain life, and that's air, water, and food. Well, they're getting around to the water soon enough, but they're concentrating on the food right now. Control the food, and you control the populace. I've heard that many times, haven't you, Jerry?
Certainly have. All the way back to when we were in high school and read about medieval history and how did these medieval cultures conquer one another. They surrounded them and prevented bringing food in, allowing the folks out to hunt and so on, disallowing them out to hunt, and they starved them out. And essentially, John, this is what can happen here. Matter of fact, some of this nanotechnology, this microencapsulation technology that is right now in our warehouse stores and in our nurseries with herbicides and pesticides and so on, they are just the forerunners of what's coming in microencapsulation, so that we will soon have microcapsules in food and they can be released. The contents can be released by magnetic fields, by heat, by cold, or by contact, or by electrical fields, you name it. There are all kinds of potential ways to make these little babies explode.
You know, I just got a mental image here, a scene out of, what was that, Invasion of the Body Snatchers,
yes,
the pods, right,
go.
Exploding.
Yes, and to start reading some of the labels on some of the pesticides in these home warehouse stores, and you'll see microencapsulation technology, or now encapsulated, and they're sticking these things onto seeds, and they're putting them into ketchup, and they're lubricating them and putting them in engine oils, and we have no idea what these things do in the human body, brought into the human lungs, in the water supply. Let me ask you, have you ever heard, and it sounds hilarious, but have you ever heard of buckyballs?
Buckyballs?
Yes.
No, I never have.
Okay. Picture a volleyball.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And at every single point on all of those geometric shapes on the volleyball is a carbon atom. A buckyball is a ball of carbon atoms, just like a volleyball. And you can find them in the remnants of the burned candle, that black carbon soot.
Oh, wait a minute. We're hard up against the break. We'll discuss the buckyballs right after this.
Okay.
Folks, join us on air. You got any questions here? Now's your time to do it. 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work. You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means...
Which means they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a 1-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
You have heard it said, coffee is not good for you. Well, the secret of Asia has finally arrived in America. Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb and miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. For all our products or to join us on our wellness journey to Manzanillo, Mexico in February, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. Again, 1-888-841-6055.
Ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
We're back, folks. Guest today, Jerry Gudetti. Let me get out the contact points for this wonderful lady. ARKinstitute.com. That's A-R-K Institute, all one word, lowercase letters, ARKinstitute.com. The 800 number for the ARK Institute is 800-255-1912. Write that down, folks, 800-255-1912. And we've been talking in this last hour. We talked a little bit about the converging technologies, the bio, the nanotechnologies, the Terminator, Verminator genes that they've been playing around with. And before we go back to the phones here, Jerry, this has always been of a great concern to me because... Yeah, the human body is a wonderful machine. If you were to set out to invent yourself, I don't know if you could do a better job. I mean, even considering where our sensory things are placed, where our eyes are and our ears and, you know, the whole thing, the brain, how it works, how the soft tissue, you know, how it connects to, you know, the skeletal structure, you know, the resiliency and the ability for the human body to resist viruses and bacteria. It's a wonderful machine, but now they're in there tinkering. You know, we got the pharma cartel on one side pumping us full of stuff that we don't know what happens. I mean, look at Vioxx. Everybody thought, oh, this is a wonderful thing, arthritis, and now people were dropping dead about it, and come to find out the company knew about it, and they voluntarily pulled their product, but they're facing major lawsuits. But the chemicals, this is what has always intrigued me and bothered me to no end. the chemicals that they're putting in genetically modified foods or preservatives or whatever the case may be, we're ingesting this stuff. And a doctor, you know, might look at a PDR and look at one medication and go, you know what, this might interact with this kind of thing, so I'm not going to do it. But there's no oversight and control on any of this stuff, is there? So whatever you're putting in your body, you don't know how your body's going to react to it. You don't know what other organic or other compounds, chemical compounds, that it's going to interact with. You don't know.
You see, you have grasped the gist of this, which is so very important, and that is that genes do not operate in a sterile environment. One part of the genome, or the total genetic material in a body, in a cell, interacts with other areas remote from it. One gene creates one protein that goes on and then operates somewhere in the cell and can then stimulate the release of yet another protein somewhere else. It can send out molecular signals from one part of the genome to the other. And the fallacy about this, the arrogance about this is, inasmuch as we know so much about molecular genetics, we cannot determine everything that our action on the genome is going to do or create. And to try to convince the American public or the global community that we know what we're doing is absurd. The Senate, by the way, of the United States, the Science and Technology Committee, they are lectured to and taught. Don't forget, most senators are attorneys. They're lawyers. They are not biologists. They are taught about this technology by scientists that come out of the same corporations that are creating this stuff.
They're the lapdogs and the paid they're paid lobbyists
and
lobbying these people and educating them in their
absolutely
so what objectivity do you get there? What objectivity do you get there?
Yeah, you get no objectivity. And this is what drives me crazy. As a matter of fact, the Terminator article that I originally produced in 1998, a global watchdog organization, actually took that article, and they reduced it to 2 pages, and they sent it to every single congressman in the United States because they were so terrified of that. That's when it started to really hit the fan with respect to Wall Street Journal, ran articles about it and the whole thing, because nobody knew this was happening. The senators didn't know what was happening because they were being educated by the industry themselves. And I hate to tell you, this, the EPA here and the USDA, it's a revolving door from government positions back into these organizations, into these companies. And Veneman, for example, came out of, I think it was Monsanto, and then another one came out of Calgene. I mean, this is a normal progression. I believe Dan Glickman, who was head of USDA, came out of Monsanto. I'd have to check that again to be sure it was that particular company, but I'm quite certain it was. It was Monsanto. If you start looking at the background of some of these people, you're going to understand how this gets perpetuated and why it isn't brought more to public attention, because it is part and parcel of the government itself. Now, I was mentioning buckyballs before for a reason. These are minute particles that are consisting of 60 carbon atoms. Now, Buckminster Fuller, that's where the name came from, buckyballs. Buckminster Fuller first discovered those, and there have been architectural designs based on that, those carbon balls. Well, that kind of opened up the whole idea of this nanotechnology. And for those who aren't familiar with it, and I don't know if you've covered it before in your program, but this is bringing things down to the atomic level, not just the molecular and genetic level, but now we're getting down to the level of 60 carbon atoms, 3 atoms of this or 5 atoms of that. We are literally constructing new molecules from the atom level up, and we are making these tiny little ball structures that make it possible to put chemicals inside them, and they are so tiny that they are measured in nanometers, which is even 1,000 times smaller than a micron. They are measured in billionths of a meter.
Huh.
So you take these and you encapsulate your medicines or your Roundup and so on. And the very weird thing, John, is that delivering them in these microcapsules is totally unpredictable in terms of the response it's going to have in the body or in the environment. They are often much more effective and much stronger when encapsulated than they would be if you sprayed the willy-nilly out of a plant.
Mm-hmm.
And so the chemical companies argue that you'll be spraying so much less of this into the environment because of our new microencapsulated technology.
Right.
But what they don't know is what happens when they don't all burst open on the plant? What happens when they stay encapsulated and go into the soil? What happens when you wash your spinach, but you're also washing these super potent little spheres that you can't taste, you can't see, you can't even see under a microscope? They're so small, they are nanoparticles. What happens when they get into the body? What's more, they have now devised techniques where they build the nanoparticles out of atoms that will respond to moisture or to heat or to alkali or to acid or to magnetic field or to electrical current, designed to, say, blow up or explode their cargo when hit with that external force. Now, the question many in the global community are asking is, can they spray crops with, or can bioterrorists spray crops with these microencapsulated chemicals? We eat them without any knowledge that they carry a cargo that is toxic, and then all of a sudden increase the temperature or hit us with a magnetic field or hit us with, you know, cold or whatever the trigger is, and literally bust our guts.
You know, Jerry, I've said this. I had a caller yesterday that I kind of went off on the program. Kind of a neophyte, just new to the information, some of the information that we talk about and on other subjects.
Right.
You know, and I am afraid for the woefully ignorant out there that have not heard any programming such as this.
Right.
Because we know how the system is set up here in this country.
Yeah.
You know, when they come out and said that the business of government is government, that should have sent a signal to everybody in this
Absolutely.
Country. And we have people, and I don't know if they're just on overload, on sensory overload, or their capacities are diminished, or what the case is, or whether there's just so much going on in the world that they don't know where to start, so therefore they're not going to start anywhere.
They tune out.
They absolutely, you know, it's like the LSD days of Timothy
right.
Leary, you know. You know, how did they say it? Tune in, turn on, and drop out.
Right.
You know? Yeah, drop some of this
so
stuff.
Many did
and,
it, too.
Yeah, and you'll be in Disneyland right away.
Right.
Know? But this is so scary, and I've made the analogy that, you know, people that say, well, you know, the Constitution, the way we govern ourselves here, you know, that was written by a bunch of stodgy old guys that, well, this wasn't technology, you know, this is very rudimentary stuff, and the world has grown so much. Look, the world has not. The nature of man is what is at the core of this, and what is so really scary, because we have the greatest capacity for good, but just a great capacity for evil. And that much control being put in the hands of a few select people, well, we can see where that can go. Now, that is healthy paranoia for me.
Right.
Absolutely healthy paranoia.
Absolutely.
But the nature of man, I mean, when the founding fathers were scripting up the Constitution or the Declaration of Independence, they used whale lamp oils. They used quill pens with ink wells. We didn't have ballpoint pens and incandescent lamps.
Right.
But the one constant over the years is one ingredient, and that's man himself.
Right.
Very dangerous, very unpredictable. That's why we have, that's why we set things up in this country the way we set them up. And all that, Jerry, has been thrown right out of the window. All of that conservative, and I'm not talking politics here, folks. So if you new listeners out there, I'm not talking politics here. I'm talking about a conservative approach to life in general. Let's just not throw out the baby in the bathwater in a constitution or any way that we have been doing anything in this country without serious, considered thought.
Thought. Absolutely.
And that's where we're at. Look, we've got loaded phones. My guest today, Jerry Gudetti, the website, arkinstitute.com, toll-free number 800-255-1912. We'll continue right after the short break.
What do you know about the FTAA, the proposed free trade area of the Americas? Proponents tell us that the FTAA is merely about lowering trade barriers. They say it's a plan to create prosperity and enhance freedom throughout the Western Hemisphere, and that busy Americans don't need to be concerned about it. But they aren't telling us about the massive loans, bribes, and transfers of authority. They aren't telling us that their goal is to eliminate our independence by creating a new regional government. They aren't telling us that the FTAA is really part of a huge power grab. The proponents simply aren't proclaiming their true intentions. But you can learn what they are. Visit StopTheFTAA.org. Then tell Congress to reject any plan for the free trade area of the Americas. That's StopTheFTAA.org.
Many healthcare professionals know that the causes of our not having youthful energy, as well as many of our illnesses, can ultimately be traced to a lack of cellular oxygen and natural plant mineral nutrients. Unless we take plenty of oxygen and minerals on a daily basis, none of our maintenance, repair, or immune processes will function properly. And without plenty of oxygen and minerals, our vitamins won't work either. But through taking OxyMune oxygen drops and OxyEarth plant mineral capsules with MSN, daily, we help our bodies replace our most vital nutrients. Our bodies use these nutrients to create extra energy, properly digest food, and eliminate waste. Mr. Oxygen, Ed McCabe's new book, Flood Your Body with Oxygen, is also available now. Go to OxygenAmerica.com for more information or call 305-933-4219. That's 305-933-4219. Get your oxygen today and feel good.
Stay connected
to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
We have loaded phones. My guest today, Jerry Gudetti from the ARC Institute. Very glad to have her on board. She is an advertiser with the network, and as we say to folks out there, folks, support our advertisers because we're supporting one thing. You know, we're not going after the big corporate entity. We're not going after the corporate advertising because, quite frankly, folks, we like it where we're at because we're not controlled and we cannot be manipulated. And that affords us, well, the opportunity to talk about subjects such as we're talking today. Find us on CNN, ABC, NBC, CBS? Nope. You're not going to find it there. Every once in a while, they'll do a show only to spin it to quiet the public's reaction down. That's in case they even know about it in the first place. Jerry, I was half joking the other day, but I'm seriously considering doing this. You know, there is so much on the table that people need to know about. But the first thing that they need to know about, because how many people, when you go to talk to them about whatever subject it is, it just sounds so outlandish and so unreal, and Well, it's got to be your imagination, or, you know, you've got in your mother's drug cabinet and you're taking her drugs or something, but there's got to be something wrong with you because, well, the news media would be telling us about all this terrible stuff if
right.
it was really true, because they're in the business of selling news.
Right.
Yeah. So thank God that we've had the opportunity and the help of a lot of people to put this network together, and we're eternally, daily grateful for this and all the people that are in support of this, folks. So support it all. I want to get into, after we do these phone calls, I want to get into your 40 variety pack of the non-hybrid seeds, the vegetables, fruits, herbs, and grain packs that are available. And we want to get into that, folks, because it's so important. I mean, one day in this country, people, I'm not a great prognosticator. I can see what they're doing, and I can come up with a timetable based on how other things of the equation are falling into place for their desired results. That I can do. But a prediction as to when this train is going to jump the track, it's only an educated guess, but that's all that it is a guess. And what I don't want to see is people in this country dependent for one reason or another. Self-sufficiency, that's a word that's been eliminated from the American psyche. All these years. We're dependent, we're so locked in. Well, that's where they want us, folks. They don't want free-thinking, independent, self-sustaining people. Sustainability to me is your ability to survive outside of that matrix. Well, let's go to the phones. Thanks for holding. Tim in Missouri. Hello, Tim.
Hi, John. Hi, Jerry.
Hi.
You probably remember when Secretary of Homeland Security Ridge announced his resignation, and he made some statements to the effect that he was completely surprised that our food supply had yet to be attacked by terrorists.
Yes, well, he pricked my ears up because I've been talking about it just forever. But go ahead.
Well, he, as most of the folks that are responsible for conditioning the American public and preparing them for eventualities that they themselves have constructed, was sending a signal, I think, but also, as we all know, before these things happen, they also have a solution prepared. So if he's telegraphing the fact that at some point that our food supply will be attacked by terrorists, then, of course, they've already got some solution in place, and the most likely solution would be some form of genetic engineered foods which are resistant to whatever it is that the quote, so-called terrorists would...
We have to do at that point is just let the terrorist have whatever safeguard mechanism, make that available to them, and then the system is once again vulnerable, then we've got to change it again, and what are we in? We're in a constant state of fear.
We cannot protect the agricultural crops against all of the organisms or chemicals that can be used against them. That's why we at the Ark Institute have been asking folks to consider being able to provide for themselves self-sufficiently for at least one season, you know, via seeds, because you cannot, and I repeat that, you cannot breed into, genetically engineer any seeds now that can feed this nation that are resistant to all of the organisms. I believe the last time I checked, there's something like 670 different organisms that are potential bioterrorism weapons, agroterrorism weapons, and that's not even the chemical weapons.
You know, Jerry, I'm sitting here and I'm thinking and I'm listening to you and I'm listening to Tim's questions.
Yes.
Here. You know, wouldn't it be a lot easier if we had straight up and honest governments that dealt honestly with each other? Then we wouldn't have all this.
And not ignorant ones either. I have to, it's not only straight up and truthful, which is a huge problem, but the rest of it is ignorance. Again, most of them are attorneys, and I'm not downgrading attorneys.
I will,
they
if
are
you
not,
won't.
I won't.
I will.
But the point is they don't know the sciences and don't recognize how far this goes. And we've let genies out of the bag here that out of the, what is it, the urn here.
There you go.
That are very difficult to put back in again.
Tim, hold on a second. I'll carry you through the break. My guest today, Jerry Gudetti from the Ark Institute. The toll-free number, ladies and gentlemen, 800-255-1912 for the Ark Institute. And the website, arkinstitute.com. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
So many of the ARC Institute's customers have been calling and writing to ask when are the most popular 40 variety packs of 100% non-hybrid vegetable, fruit, herb, and grain packs will be available again. You know, if you know the director, Jerry Gudetti, you know how fussy she is about seeds. Not only do all of the seed varieties have to be non-hybrid or open-pollinated, they also must be chemically untreated and non-GMO. That means non-genetically or modified organisms. No Terminator genes are welcomed here. If that isn't enough, the vegetables and fruits also have to taste really good and be suitable to grow in most areas of the United States. Seeds like this are disappearing at an alarming rate, replaced by hybrids, genetically modified, and patented seeds. Finding enough good seed with all of these varieties has taken time, but we're pleased to say we can now offer you the new 40-variety package of these threatened food seeds. Many of the seeds in our collection are heirlooms, the seeds your grandparents used to grow for food for their families. Each year, they would save seeds from their own vegetables to grow next year's food. Such a practice and wisdom is disappearing also. Today's hybrids, genetically modified and patented seeds, must be purchased year in and year out for each year's food. In fact, you can be sued for growing some patented seed varieties without a license from your seed company, folks. How's that one? Now, Jerry feels strongly that all of us have a God-given right, and even a need, if you will, to grow our own food and save our own seeds to feed ourselves and to feed our families. Unlike a trip to the supermarket, this is real food security, ladies and gentlemen. if this scary, these scary troubled times, real short and real long-term food security is a must. Now, here's the list, a virtual cornucopia of a wonderful 100%, folks, non-hybrid food, fruit, vegetable, herb, and seed grains. Grown well, each 40-variety package will provide a family of four with enough fresh and preserved fruits and vegetables for a year and then some. Seeds can be stored for many years in your freezer. Instructions are included in every box. The collection is balanced for complete nutrition and for long-term food self-sufficiency if you grow and save seed from your own gardens. It even contains delicious flaxseed, a fantastic source of omega-3 fatty acids and other natural chemicals with cancer prevention properties. So what can a person expect to spend for a 40-variety package of non-hybrid seeds?
Can you believe... only $2 a pack.
What?
$79.
How much?
$79, and that's all the food you'll ever need for the rest of your life, and veggies and fruits and so on, if you save your own seeds. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that.
Well, it certainly... I never talk price to you. I am just absolutely blown away.
Right.
That is cool.
We have really, really tried to make this affordable for everybody. And there are some folks, $79 is not affordable. And Kristen, who is the gal who answers the phone for us, she happens to be my daughter, has put together some half-size packages for single people living alone who just can't do it. We'll even do that. And so, you know, all you have to do is give us a call. And again, if you don't have room for all of it, or we would even recommend, don't try it all the first time if you don't know how to grow things.
You know, the good Lord Jerry said, "Let there be light," and he invented Thomas Edison.
There you go.
Let there be abundance of food that's non-genetically messed with, and he invented Jerry Godetti.
There you go. Thank you.
Tim,
well, he did say, "Feed my sheep," and we take that seriously here too. We do believe that the days are going to come when folks are going to be challenged to eat, and we really do believe that if more and more and more people have the ability to feed themselves, they will be able to feed others as well. And that's what we hope to do.
Well, and it seriously is an arc for the saving of, one of the prime ingredients of life, and that's food.
There you go.
Outside of these genetic, were these people inventing this stuff? Were they genetically engineered in some laboratory someplace? I sometimes wonder. Tim in Missouri, did you have anything else for my guest today?
Yes, John. Actually, the reason why I called was in listening to your conversation today and plant genetics and that kind of thing, it kind of had a light bulb go off. Last Friday in Columbia, Missouri, a fairly well-known microbiologist was murdered. And as most of us are aware, there have been an unusual number of microbiologists that have been murdered, suicided, died under mysterious circumstances since 9/11. And, of course, his death, the description of his death sounded like a professional hit.
What was the name of the man?
He was South Korean. His last name was M-I-M. I can't pronounce the first two parts of his name.
All right.
But he was a well-known, within his field, microbiologist. And University of Missouri also has Monsanto Labs there. There's a lot of agricultural, science programs there. Genetic engineering's been going on there since way back in the day when they were still hand-selecting varieties from the field. So it had just occurred to me in listening to you all that maybe... everybody talks about the dead microbiologists in relation to genetically engineering viruses and bacteria, you know, pathogens that might kill people. But what if it wasn't pathogens for people? What if it was for the food supply?
Absolutely.
And it just kind of occurred to me that maybe, along the lines of Secretary Ridge, you know, stating that he was surprised our food supply hadn't been attacked, and knowing how these people work, that... you know, they're preparing something, and like I said, the chances are that, you know, along the lines of Roundup Ready soybeans and the other genetically manipulated plant varieties out there that are designed to resist chemical herbicides and pesticides, you know, built-in pesticides and that kind of thing, that, you know, maybe what we're looking at here is something a little bit different than, you know, than the way it's been portrayed with all these dead microbiologists.
That has, you know, and is it possible that some groups bent on destroying our food supply or using biotechnology against the populace, is it possible that they have contacted some of these scientists and asked them to play ball and they won't? I have no idea. An interesting thing is that these folks tend to live about 10 years shorter than the average person, chemists in general, because of the inhalation of compounds and so on. And molecular biologists, a lot of them work with I-125, radioactive iodine, which tends to cause thyroid cancer. We have learned to work with that a little bit better than years ago. But these are, as you point out, these deaths of microbiologists have been very suspicious at best. Now, I don't know that Tom Ridge was giving, firing a shot over the bow that indeed something like this was planned by the government, but, and I'm not going to argue that way, one way or the other on that one. The point is, what he said was critically important, and I have been crying this for a couple of years. We are so due for an attack on the food system. I am so very concerned that we will, with our imported fresh vegetables, for example, that we are going to end up with a severe case of bioterrorism in the short term. I'm amazed we haven't. We don't have enough inspectors to take care of checking all the food supplies. It's mind-boggling to me that it hasn't happened yet, and I'm sure he has been seeing some intelligence that can tell him that this is happening.
Boy, I'll tell you what, Jerry, I mean, the more I listen to this and, yeah, and the more potential for death and destruction, the more I'm thinking, you know, this government needs to make peace with people rather than war, because we're entering into areas that, you know, in the 40s we invented the atomic bomb, and then we invented the hydrogen bomb, and, you know, ever since, you know, the fear and the technology has been escalating, and where does it stop? At one point in time, we have to just stop and say, you know what, enough is enough. I mean, it's got to stop. Hey, Tim, thanks for your call. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Tim.
By the way, Jerry, I think Tom Ridge himself, I refer to him as being Mr. Blockhead. Do you remember when you were a kid, Davy and Goliath cartoons? Remember the Claymation series?
Yes.
Well, I think he's genetically modified. I think he's a cross between one of the Blockhead brothers and a human being.
Well, I've never heard that before. And
take a look at him before he leaves office. Take a look at him. Tell me he doesn't look like...
I saw him. I know what you're referring to. I do have to say one thing. He had gained a great deal of my respect for one thing that he did, and that was I was living in Maryland at the time, and he was northern Pennsylvania, and he was the first governor of a state to actually begin to talk about the potential for computer crashing in Y2K and its potential effects on the entire infrastructure of the United States. He got his mind around it faster than everyone else did about the potential that that could have on all infrastructure, including food supply and so on. He gained my respect at that point in time for that particular thing, and I will not talk about any further things with him after that. But and at that time, I said, now here's a man who at least has wrapped his mind around the possibilities of the breaking down of the entire infrastructure. Our food supply, for example, is 100% computer dependent, and we could always talk about that at another time, but it is 100% computer dependent. So bioterrorists are one way to get the food supply, but cyber terrorists are the other. And so we have, again, we have to tell folks, please don't be dependent. Independence isn't the fact that you have a pickup with a half a tank of gas and you can get to the local 7-Eleven to pick something up. That's not independence.
That's right.
That's not self-sufficiency.
That's right. If you don't have a way to drink clean water and to eat clean, wholesome foods, folks, and I'm not talking about just a label on some processed or packaged food.
Right.
No, we're actually talking out-of-the-ground stuff.
Yes.
By the way, a caller had called up. He had sent me corn that his grandfather used to grow, and it's a really good strain. I'm gonna make sure that you guys get some of that seed.
Oh, please do.
Yeah. Okay.
I love corn.
So do I. I'm
corn
a corn freak.
Is, Yeah, and I'm a corn seed freak.
Yeah.
I grow as many kinds of corn. We have a new blue corn we're thinking of introducing to our customers in another year or so. That is only 90 days to a complete blue corn crop. Yeah.
3 months.
Oh, yeah.
So
and drought resistant besides.
That's the shortest growing season anywhere in the United States.
Absolutely.
I like that.
Yeah.
Rob in Connecticut. Hello, Rob. Thanks for holding.
How you doing, John?
Good.
Good. I was wondering, I called last week. I was wondering if you got those books that I requested Sandy to get.
No, I have not. I've been... we were schlepping 20... You got to turn your radio down.
Okay, all right. Okay.
Okay. There
we go.
There nope.
Yeah,
still got
I just,
it
like, I don't want to... How you doing, John?
Yeah, there we go. Okay, yeah. I've been so busy today. We schlepped 2,200 books. All my days have been like this.
Right.
So I got your information. No, I have not gotten the book yet.
Right. Well, I tried to tell Alex about this, but apparently Alex does not want to listen. And I think it's really sad that Tom. Can you just say something about this?
Yeah.
Okay. Falling short of you reading the books. I really don't see how we're ever going to take our country back. When we are stuck in the tenets of Christianity, which teaches self-sacrifice, martyrdom, and it's anti-achievement, anti-individual.
Well, Rob, this is a little off-subject here today.
Right.
We're talking about hybrid seeds and genetically grown foods. I'm sure that we could probably dovetail into that somewhere.
Right.
But a little off-topic.
Okay.
Okay, but I've got your message, and I got the books that you wanted me to pick up, and I will. And we'll see about doing a show about it.
All right. Well, I just want to say that there's nothing else. It's, I heard someone speak of technology. It's a myth. They do not have this technology. The Illuminati does not have Tesla technology. It's a lie. It's just what they want you to believe. People are going to become powerless because of their mind control. And if they continue to be powerless because of the Illuminati mind control, then it's in their disfavor because they don't even understand. They couldn't even decipher most of Tesla's modes.
I think what he's driving at here, Jerry, is that we have a situation out of control. When they start using the Hegelian dialectic out there, and a lot of this stuff is done just for plain, ordinary, homegrown greed, but there is an agenda behind many things of what they're doing. And sometimes it's hard to distinguish, well, is this just flat-out stupidity or greed, or is there an agenda afoot, or whatever the case may be. But that's another show. Okay, so
right.
let's move on here. Gene in Minnesota. Thanks for holding, Gene.
Yes. See, I have one question. Last year, my garden was 1 foot away from ready Roundup soybeans, and I am wondering, when I harvested my garden and canned my tomatoes and my beans and everything there, is that fit to eat now?
Is that what now?
Fit to eat.
Oh, yes, it's fit to eat. It's all fit to eat. Roundup Ready soybeans contain a genetic construct that allow them to be resistant to the Roundup chemical. They are not going to affect the edibility of your other vegetables. If you were growing soybeans nearby, regular soybeans, the Roundup Ready genes would transfer into your crop, and you would have soybeans that are contaminated with that Roundup Ready gene, and then you would be accused of stealing Monsanto's genetic technology without paying to use it, regardless of how the pollen got into your garden.
Yep, I was thinking of the honeybees pollinating my garden from...
No problem, because it's cross varieties, and that is only in the soybean, and you don't have to worry about it unless you were growing soybeans.
Good. And the honey that you get from those honeybees harvested in the neighborhood is the honey to eat.
Yeah. That's very interesting. it's a great question. Nobody knows for sure, but I would say that you're probably safe in eating the honey because its resistance to Roundup is what that gene does.
Okay.
But you're correct in thinking that you potentially have DNA in that honey that contains resistance to that particular herbicide. You're absolutely correct, and that is excellent thinking.
Thank you. Thank
you're
you
welcome.
Much.
Thank
You're
you.
Welcome.
Thank you, Gene. I appreciate your call. Boy, we got some smart people, don't we?
Ah, we sure do.
Alan in Kansas. Hello, Alan.
Hello.
Hi.
It seems to me that in all this discussion, when we're talking about the Congress critters being attorneys and like that, they ought to understand liability and responsibility.
Yes.
And that seems to be the part that's missing in this. These seed companies, these chemical companies, they have no mechanism for being responsible for what they might, the harm they might do. And if Congress is going to do anything about it, they ought to do the same thing they do with all other manufacturers. I mean, talk farming, even John Deere has responsibilities. And so Congress ought to make certain that the mechanism is in place before this stuff was done.
That is assuming that these Congress critters we have are real human thinking beings.
But couldn't we expose them on that very point if they don't want to put the mechanism in place?
Right. You see, that's it. Most of these technologies are highly unregulated, and they're highly unregulated often because the our Congress is recycled. Our Congress and our cabinet is recycled through many of these very same companies. And these attorney congressmen are trained by these very same people from these companies. And so they might be very honest individuals who really mean the best, but they are learning from, they are discovering the truth, quote-unquote truth, from the same people who are running these companies. So it's a truth according to Monsanto, truth according to Bayer, truth according to whichever company you're talking about.
Jerry, I had George McClintock, the general manager of WWCR, once tell me that there are seven different layers of truth. And I looked at him, and I was kind of astounded that he said it. He said, well, I might propose something that might be true for me, but not true for you.
Yes, see.
And when you're talking about this, this harkened me back to his statement to me.
Right.
Because, you know, the truth that these, well, very well-paid and well-fed, basically, just boil it down, they are lobbyists. There is somebody with an agenda and a particular point of view that walk into our senators and our congressmen to brief them. And that's where they're getting their information. I mean,
right.
these people aren't biotechnology people.
That's right.
They're lawyers, for gosh sakes.
That's correct. And if they were defending people in biotechnology cases, or they were serving the plaintiff in biotechnology cases, they would have to know quite a bit about biotechnology. Remember the O.J. Simpson trial when you had your DNA expert there, and
right.
that attorney was used to prosecuting only biotechnology cases. You have to be a scientist and an attorney in those cases. But one of your other callers asked the question, and this might help with this caller as well, why is it that there is no regulation? Why is it that the scientists don't recognize this? Why is it, you know, how could this be true if the scientists themselves don't realize what they're doing? Well, here's the rub. I have walked in these shoes, and I can tell you that when you are studying and when you are doing research, because of the vast array of knowledge now available in molecular biology, bioengineering, it is impossible for you to know everything about all genes or everything about all fields, not even bits of everything about all fields, because it is so competitive now and there is so much information that is doubling every year or two that you are lucky if you can spend most of your career on determining the genetic control of one single enzyme or one single protein in a particular organism, like, say, a hedgehog, or in yeast. I was working in yeast and soybean cells. You're lucky to be able to spend a lifetime on one particular area and know that particular area well.
Things are moving kind of quickly, aren't they?
Oh, extremely. But what it does for the scientist or against the scientist is, in scientist defense, is it's sometimes difficult for them to understand what the import is of their little narrow area or what the whole big picture is or the agenda is by their bosses, by the company in general. Now, they have meetings and they exchange information, but often that information exchanged is within that very narrow focus again. So they lose what I call the forest picture, and they are seeing not only not just a tree, but they're looking at the backside of one leaf on that tree.
Yeah. Yeah,
so it's hard to put it all together sometimes. There are a lot of good scientists out there who really mean so well. and they've got their heads in the right area, and they are doing nanotech for medicine and save lives, people with cancer and so on. And then there are people in plant molecular biology who are doing the same kinds of things, wanting to feed the world, but they don't see that bigger picture.
It's not nice to fool with Mother Nature.
Thank you. And that is the big picture.
Alan, thank you for your call. We'll move on to Barry in Louisiana, and then Ralph in Michigan. We'll try to finish up with you, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you fine, Barry. Go ahead.
Okay, could it not be that the attack on the food supply has really not already occurred through genetically modified organisms and irradiation of food? They showed me right on my local news that I can get my anthrax vaccine through my spinach, and the body will assimilate it much better, and we can get it out to more people that way. I don't want to take my anthrax vaccine, so couldn't I consider that a terrorist attack on me?
Well, that's assuming, I think, Barry, that you're going to have a choice of whether you like spinach, you'll eat spinach, or whether you'll eat something that's been genetically modified, or what. But, you know, I think the theme of what Jerry and I are talking about today, you know, the world is getting scarier and scarier. The whole, every minute that ticks by, ladies and gentlemen, what we need to do is slow this whole process down. Because where the path that we're on right now, there is no good end to it. Absolutely none. Jerry, would you be in agreement with that?
I am 100% in agreement with that. There are parts of this technology that could be used for good human purpose. However, we have to slow down to a snail's pace and never, ever think that we have the big picture, that we know it all. We don't know it all. And we cannot say what the effects are going to be, and it may be too late when we discover the effects.
And it is, my take on this, it is the primary responsibility of anything that you do in this life, anything that you produce, that it not be harmful to other people or other creatures or environment. I mean, this is pretty, you know, we got to start thinking these processes through to its eventual end, and if there's too big of a question mark at the end of this thought process, well, hands off of it.
Right.
Hands off. Ralph in, thanks, Barry. I appreciate the call. Ralph in Michigan. Let's finish up with
yes,
you today.
Yes, John. I've got a story. I don't know if anybody called in about Paul Bremer on ABC News early this morning.
Yes. Oh.
You heard about it?
No, about today? No,
I heard
about the earlier one.
Did you hear about the one with the incident at Whole Foods?
No, missed that one.
Okay, here's how it goes. A story comes on about Paul Bremer, who still has Secret Service protection. Now, a woman was prevented from leaving the parking lot of a Whole Foods store until Paul Bremer could leave the parking lot. Now, this means that Mr. Bremer was at Whole Foods, who sells organic food.
That's right.
And I don't know if you heard about it.
Well, that is a lovely story, and I know the Whole Foods store, and they sell only good Whole Foods,
right.
organic foods. And
yeah.
So he knows where you should be shopping, doesn't he?
Okay, I'll see you.
Thank you. Okay. I appreciate it, Ralph. Hey, boy, that was perfect timing. We've got about a minute to close here.
Uh-huh.
Jerry Gudetti, www.arkinstitute.com, the toll-free number to speak to her from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., that's Eastern Standard Time. Just remember, she's on the West Coast. 800-255-1912. And I'm very pleased to have you on this network as an advertiser, but more importantly, as a friend to all of us. Thank you so much, dear.
My pleasure, John. Nice working with you.
And we'll be talking with you soon.
Well, great.
All righty. Thanks again. That'll do it for us today, ladies and gentlemen. Tomorrow, we're going to have Carl Schwartz in here. Carl Schwartz will be here, one-way ticket to Crawford, Texas. We're going to have a book signing at the network tomorrow. We'll see you then. Good night.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.